The True False Film Fest is here, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's selections in a series called True False Conversations. I'm Ryan from Mueller. Presenting Princess Shaw is a biographical tale in which director Ido Arr follows Samantha Montgomery, an elderly care assistant who is better known as the songstress Princess Shaw, who uploads hundreds of videos of herself singing to YouTube in hopes of getting some artistic recognition. While R knew that Israeli electronic music producer Kuti Mann was planning on using vocals from one of Princess Shaw's videos for his new single, R elected to not tell Shaw. His fly-on-the-wall documentary details the narrative of the financial risks and sacrifices that Shaw takes to follow her dreams, despite the fact that her YouTube videos barely break double digits on the view counter. KBIA's Tyler Atkinson spoke with R about the film.
Did you want to see Princess Shaw get the recognition that you thought she deserved?
Of course, and I think this is, for me, this film is about Princess Shaw and Samantha, and really, I really believe and love her work and songs and everything. But when I did this film, I also thought a lot about all those amazing talents that they are in so many places, and there are such a big chance that no one will hear about them, you know, because you know, it's very much depend about who you are and where you're born, and which sometimes you are not born with the right cards in your hand, and you know, and you don't really know how to break into this world of music or art or culture. And you know, I did this film and always thought about, you know, the most talented students from my film school that almost none of them are not doing films today, and they were the most talented and bright, and you know, with the original thinking.
And I wanted to ask if this was in the original cut of the film, but at the very end, there's just a 1 or 2 second shot where on the left side of the screen, I believe it's an artistic portrait of David Bowie from the LP Heroes. And on the right side, it's Prince.
You mean like a photo, right?
Yeah. The photo of him like holding his hands up on the album cover.
You know, it was a totally coincidence. She was like, when she was in her visit in Israel, she went with Kutiman to perform in one club, and in the place where the artist, like, you know, changing and like getting ready, there was this photo. So, you know, then I had this shot. But, you know, I saw it recently and I was so, you know, I admired David Bowie since ever, and it's, when I saw it, it was really a moment for me. But it was totally, it was a coincidence.
It felt so intentional because, you know, part of her life is that she's playing all of these different characters. And I guess the parallel that I took away from it was that at that period in his life when he was in Berlin, like, David Bowie had a crippling cocaine addiction and things were just...
I didn't go that far, but, you know, the way I work is a lot, you know, I'm not doing shooting or things like that. There is a lot of intuition here. I'm filming by myself most of the time. I felt, okay, she's just putting in her and this photo is there. I want to how should I say in English, to catch this, you know, in my camera.
That was director Ido Arr talking about his film Presenting Princess Shaw with KBIA's Tyler Atkinson. To hear all of our True False conversations with filmmakers, go to KBIA.org and search True False. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.